Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Tom Sandoval shook women everywhere when he made a less than flattering comment about his sex life with his ex. So the Vanderpump Rules star said something sarcastic about how it was not sexy that his ex would wear a t-shirt when they would get it on. So a lot of people took this as a body shaming comment, like she was insecure about her body and that he was giving her a hard time about it. But Tom is actually coming out and explaining what he really meant by what he had said about her. So Tom said that it actually had nothing to do with her body and any insecurities that she had, and more about the enthusiasm when it came to their more intimate life. He compared it to a man unzipping his pants and saying, "Hurry up, I got to meet someone for lunch," is what she was doing.
So it wasn't about hiding her body. It was just like, let's get it over with kind of
thing.
Yeah,
he didn't feel like she was into it like he was.
These two are such D-bags. So I have never watched the show before, so I'm going to get the names and everything messed up. But I was watching a friend's Insta story yesterday that was highlighting some of the scumminess that was going on the show. So this dude has sex with his woman's best friend on the show, right?
In the house.
In the house, right? And then the next day, does she fake coming into the house? She comes into the house and he greets her like he hasn't seen her in such a long time and says something like, "Oh my God, you've changed so much," even though they just had sex hours earlier.
I'm not familiar with that part.
I saw it on Instagram yesterday.
But yeah, I mean, the whole thing between this two, I mean, it has shook the reality TV world because, like, the best friend and then these two were together for a decade. I mean, it's just insane that this whole thing has gone down. And then the fact that he has the audacity to make a comment about her, you know, during that time when he was going out on her. Messed up.
Yeah, but let me tell you, Ariana is living her best life right now.
Oh my gosh, she's making that. She's getting her bag.
I mean, I know she went through some pain, but that Duracell commercial is chef's kiss.
She's the one that got cheated on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So she deserves it. But yeah, so he's justifying it by being like, you know, people would be saying the same thing if she had made a comment about me, like, keeping my pants on during it. But actually, Charlie Puth seems like the kind of guy that would do that. So he recently did an interview with interviewmagazine.com where he talked about his sex life, and it makes me feel so bad for his girlfriend. So in this deep dive, no pun intended, he admitted he was in the middle of going at it when he had the idea for a song. And he's like, the melody just popped into my head. So mid-sexy time, he stops, records a little voice note, and then just jumps right back in. And so this is this song called Marks on My Deck, or Marks on My Neck from...
Marks on your what?
Wait, what are marks at?
Neck.
Uh-huh. God, I swear that was a mess up. Marks on My Neck from his most recent album.
You are.
I'm really trying, because I know the children are in the car, and so I already feel a little weird doing a sexy time story back to back. It's Marks on My Neck from his most recent album. But yeah, I can imagine that was not an enjoyable experience for his lady. But now I want to listen to the song.
My man Charlie got to learn to multitask. You should be able to do both at the same time.
Don't you have ideas, though, and you don't write them down? You just forget them, and you have to write them down in that second?
Yeah. But not do that, don't stop.
Not that second.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm nervous to hear what the song sounds like. I hope he didn't sample the voice note. It's just like heavy breathing and then lyrics. Okay, Al Pacino. He just had another child at the age of 83, and the only person more miffed about it than us is Chelsea Handler.
This is a red card. Red card. She's just as scummy as he is. The 29-year-old is just as scummy as he is. She's saying she's ripping on Al Pacino for being 83 and having sex with a 29-year-old. Well, the 29-year-old was having sex with the 83-year-old. She's just as gross.
100%.
Yeah, so she really should be going for the girlfriend.
Both.
Yeah.
These are grown women making grown decisions, just like, I mean, I feel the same way about Nick Cannon and all of his, you know, all the mother of his children.
Somebody has to accept him.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Chelsea has actually been pretty vocal about men getting vasectomies as well. So this isn't the first time she's been like an advocate for birth control fuel, if you want to call that fake ad birth control. Last month, she actually did a topless PSA urging men to get the snip. For more stories, head to thebertshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Burt Show.